Susan Show is waking up Central Illinois.
101.5
WBNQ.
6:07 on Friday mornings, we hear the man, the vision, the voice. What did Archie J say, 101.5 WBNQ?
Well, Christmas is just around the corner, which causes me equal amounts of joy and stress. Joy because I love all of the Christmas decorations and the Christmas carols and the copious amounts of cookies. And stress because of the heightened expectation. You know, Christmas commercials make you feel like everybody gets a car with a big red bow on it because why not? And as I'm aging into a young Al Roker, I use Al Roker because he makes me believe that he loves Christmas on television, and we both have that weird head-shaped thing going on. Anyways, I'm having withdrawals of being a young boy at this time. I'd wear red for 25 days straight, and I love the gift exchange and celebrating family and the good old love for JC. But at the same time, I'm having a sigh of relief. And let me start off by saying I've got nothing against Christmas lights. I think they're a perfectly acceptable way to flaunt both your personal beliefs and neglect for a heightened energy bill. But I will never miss feeling compelled to load into the car just so we can go look at Christmas lights. And sure, that one guy across town programmed his to blink to silent night, but that doesn't mean I want to drive there simply to look at it. That's what the internet is for. And I no longer have to drop hints for a gift, which is good because it was tough. I had to indirectly drop hints while shopping through my mom. I'm all like, oh, I hate reading. I wish it was backlit and electronic and capable of other things, but not a Kindle, possibly rhyming with iClad. But anyways, nonetheless, I'm excited. I even love the cheesy Hallmark movies, and I try to see at least a few of them every year just so I can indulge in a good cry and judge the bad acting. I love even when people who don't go to church regularly make their annual visit for Christmas. And I love people who don't talk about Jesus at any other time defend their right to wish someone Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. It's cute, and I'm excited for family, friends, and spiked eggnog. And that's really all I had to say.